Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer. Ever feel like your thoughts are running a marathon while you're stuck on the starting line? You know that feeling when your mind races with worries, doubts, and what-ifs, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and exhausted before the day even begins. We've all been there. But guess what? You can learn to take control of those runaway thoughts and emotions. And trust me, it's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that wouldn't hurt. It's about understanding how your mind works, recognizing those pesky thought patterns, and learning some practical tools to manage them. Think of it as becoming a detective for your own brain, curious, observant, and ready to crack the case of anxiety. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you understand your thoughts and emotions better, step by step. First off, remember that thoughts are not facts. Ever notice how sometimes our minds go on a wild ride, spinning stories that might not even be remotely true? Our brains are amazing at creating narratives, but just because we think something doesn't make it automatically true. It's like watching a movie, the story can be captivating, but it's still fiction. So, next time you catch yourself spiraling into a negative thought, ask yourself, is this really factual? What evidence do I have to support this? Secondly, learn to identify your emotional triggers. Think of these as personal alarm bells that go off when certain situations or people push your buttons. It could be anything from public speaking to receiving criticism or even just a long day at work. Recognizing your triggers is the first step to managing them effectively. You can then start practicing coping mechanisms like deep breathing exercises, mindfulness techniques, or even just taking a break to calm down before reacting. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Anxiety can make us feel like failures, but remember that everyone struggles sometimes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a hard time. You wouldn't criticize them for feeling overwhelmed, right? So why do we often do that to ourselves? Number 4. Challenge your negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Question their validity, look for alternative perspectives, and focus on the positive aspects of a situation. It's like training your brain to think more realistically and optimistically. Think of it as a mental workout. The more you practice, the stronger your mind becomes. And finally, remember that seeking professional help is not the sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. If you're struggling to manage your anxiety on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide you with personalized guidance and support to navigate those challenging emotions and thoughts. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer, preparing for a big presentation. She's worked tirelessly on the project, but anxiety starts creeping in. What if they hate it? She thinks, I'm going to mess up. She starts picturing herself stumbling over words, forgetting key points, and the audience looking bored and unimpressed. Sarah knows these thoughts are fueled by fear, not facts. She takes a deep breath, reminds herself of all the positive feedback she's received on her work, and focuses on delivering her message clearly and confidently. She visualizes success, channels her energy into preparation, and remembers that it's okay to be nervous. It shows she cares. During the presentation, Sarah stumbles slightly but recovers gracefully. She speaks with passion and conviction, engaging the audience with her creativity and insights. Afterward, she receives enthusiastic applause and positive feedback. Her anxiety didn't disappear entirely, but she managed it effectively and delivered a powerful presentation. Remember, understanding your thoughts and emotions is like learning a new language. It takes time, practice, and patience. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep exploring the fascinating world within your own mind. So, what are you going to do today to understand your thoughts and emotions better? Take a moment to reflect on a recent situation where you felt anxious or overwhelmed. What were you thinking? How did those thoughts make you feel? By becoming more aware of these patterns, you can start to break free from the cycle of anxiety and live a more fulfilling life. Want to share your experience? Drop me a line in the comments section. I'd love to hear your stories and insights. And don't forget to subscribe to Anxiety Aid for more quick saves for overwhelmed minds. See you tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.